Kirsten Sinema, Joe Manchin head to Davos as election cycle kicks off. By Jacob Bliss on January 13, 2023. Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, and Senator Kirsten Sinema, IOZ, both up for re-election in 2024, are reportedly heading to Davos, Switzerland, to be part of the United States delegation for the World Economic Forum, WEF. The annual World Economic Forum, where heads of state and executives will meet in Davos as the global economy wobbles on the verge of recession, is set to begin next week. Manchin and Sinema will be a part of this year's United States delegation, along with a few other senators. What's interesting about Manchin and Sinema is that the two have yet to make an official announcement on whether or not they will be running for re-election in this cycle, when both of them are up for re-election. They are in tough political spots, as each has caused problems with legislation in the past and, in some cases, voted against the party they caucus with. They will reportedly be joining several Biden administration officials, including Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, FBI Director Christopher Wray, U.S. Agency for International Development Administrator Samantha Power, and U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai. Senator Chris Coons, DITA, and Senator Jim Risch, DID, may also be in attendance. The Senate Democrats will have to try to keep, if not expand, their 51-seat majority. That would involve potentially spending millions on protecting Sinema, who has already been fielding potential primary challengers after recently changing her party to independent. In addition, some Democrat senators running in states that have turned red over the years, like Manchin, and open seats left by retiring members, such as Senator Debbie Stabenow, DME, will be vulnerable and will need funding. In the next election cycle, 23 of the 33 Senate seats up for re-election are currently held by Democrats or left-leaning independents, and former President Donald Trump won 6 of their states by double digits in at least one of his presidential elections. The New York Times has acknowledged that some of the most challenging seats for the Democrats to keep will be Senator John Tester's Montana seat, Senator Sherrod Brown's Ohio seat, and Manchin's West Virginia seat. Trump won those states by 16, 8, and 29% respectively in 2020. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.